Hello. 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 Hello, universe. Oh, dancers. So the dance. The music is. Hey, this is Connect the Dots. BS Radio. Hey, if you were just listening to Charles Green, keep on listening. Hey, take out your Egyptian healing rods. Hey, you wish you had some Egyptian healing rods. All you gotta do is buy them. Hey, go. Go Google it. Go online. There's people selling it, you know. Hey, they're worth their weight in gold. That's right. And there's all other kinds of good things that you can do for yourself. That's right. You know, there is no justice except what you make for yourself. So start making yourself some justice. That's right. You know, hey, those are some key words. In case you don't know, I got 24 music videos out there on YouTube. And the last one was There Ain't No Justice. And out of that song comes the line, there ain't no justice. You must have figured out by now there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. And there's all kinds of good things you can be doing for yourself. But look forward to the future. It has to happen by 2025. How do I know it does? Well, I'm relying on other people's information on that one, you know. It has to do with the planets, the solar system, the sun, the galaxy, the universe. Everything is like clockwork. That's right. The universe is like a big grandfather clock with thousands of wheels, millions of wheels, mother wheels, baby wheels, trainer wheels. Anyhow, that's it. You know, there's the procession. Not only of the equinoxes, there's the procession of everything constantly moving around in the universe. And right here on Earth, Earth is going off into the age of Aquarius on its new reality in the fifth dimension. And that all has to happen. Planetary ascension has to happen by 2025. And I believe it'll happen a little sooner than that. I've been following this for a number of years now. Hey, you ought to be following it too, because this is the future of Earth. It's not what they tell you on the TV. TV's filled with liars and deceivers and people trying to sell you things that you don't really need. Yeah. I mean, you're sure there's a few good things on TV. You got to go looking for them. You'll find them. Nature shows. Blah, 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 blah. But anyhow, that's what the future holds for us. Med beds. That's right. Oh, good, good souls from all across the galaxy and the universe are here in our solar system right now. This isn't a fantasy I'm talking about. This is a reality, you know? If you went through your whole life and really believed all that crap, there was no one else in the universe except us, come on. If you just look deeper into the ancient history of Earth, you find plenty of mentions of beings, creatures from other worlds coming to our world and causing all kinds of problems. Well, the ones coming here now are the good guys, and they're going to eradicate all the cabal. The bad guys, you know, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, the world controllers, the new world order, yep, they are going down. They are going to be removed from our presence. And we need the help to do this, believe me. Because look at how everybody is being duped with this COVID, fake COVID pandemic. Millions of people are believing it, and they're just going along. The government is saying, jump off a cliff, and the stupid sheeple that are listening to the TV liars and the government liars, they're saying, well, where's that clip? I want to jump off it because you're telling me to jump off it. I want to obey your commands. That's it. That's what the sheeple are saying. Hey, name of the show here is Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. And if you listen to the show before, hey, I speak the truth of what I presume to be true. And I do my best at trying to comprehend things. And I am pretty good at correlating facts, at connecting the dots. People have told me I'm good at this. That's how I know I am, you know? This is a call-in radio show. Hey, toll-free number here, 888-627-6008. Hey, if you don't think that's the number, go look it up on BBS Radio on the Internet. You might be listening to me through the through your PC, you know, at the BBS Radio site on the Internet. Google it. Hey, BBS Radio. They have Station 1, Station 2. I'm on... Wouldn't you like to know what station I'm on? Ha, 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 I'm on station one. Ha, 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 because I'm number one. That's right. Hey, you know, it's important that people know how to look in the mirror and identify themselves as number one. Hey, it's a normal thing to do. You know, whatever you see in the mirror, you better love it because it's you. If you can't love yourself, how can you expect other people to love yourself? To love you, rather. Anyhow, looking in the mirror, hey, how you doing there? Hey, I was on Twitter this afternoon and happened to run across, the machine put it out there. We've all heard of the famous Dolly Parton. Yeah, you know that hot babe. Well, she had a tweet out there that the machine ran past me while I was strolling across Twitter land, and that's it. Dolly Parton put out a tweet there. Hey, good looking. I couldn't resist. I had to reply back, what's cooking? Because that's an old saying, been around a long time. Hey, good looking, what's cooking? So much for famous people. Today is the 20th or 21st, depending on where you're located, and of February. In this coming week, one of the Fab Four, yeah, is having his birthday. George Harrison, that's right, one of the famous Beatles. His birthday is on the 25th. Well, happy birthday, George, wherever you may be. And, hey, the reason I mentioned somebody like George Harrison, because he was one of the Beatles. The four guys, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, from Liverpool, who back in the 1960s, 63, 64, 65, 66, changed the world. Literally changed the world with their music without even trying. And they weren't trying to change the world. They were just, you know, wanted to be good rock and roll performers, but they changed the world. That's right. Something that not too many people are capable of doing. And they did it with music without even trying. And there should be statues of them all around the world. I mean, there are statues in certain towns and stuff like that, like Liverpool. But every major city in the world should have a statue of the Beatles because they changed the world for the better. And they did it by doing good things like writing great songs, being great entertainers. And when John Lennon said we're more popular than Jesus, at that particular point in time, he was exactly right, because they had a fan club of many more people than Jesus had when Jesus was walking the earth, because there was more people around, and they were just that famous. Doesn't say they were better than Jesus, but they were. John Lennon was right. They were more famous than, more popular than Jesus at that particular point in time. And let that statement speak for itself. I believe John made that statement. So much for the famous people, huh? Meanwhile, hey, I'm doing the show here from New York. The show's broadcast out of California, but I'm here in New York doing the show live in New York. Hey, this is like, it's, I don't know, 10 minutes or so after 1 a.m. in the morning. That's right. It's 21st February over here in New York City. Oh, that's right. And let me tell you, right here in New York City area, Channel 4 broadcasts Saturday Night Live. You heard of that show before. So occasionally I put it on because I like to see their political humor. But they're afraid to make fun of Joe Biden. Come on. They nothing was held back when Trump was president, but with Biden, they're leaving him alone. And believe me, there are so many funny things that he's doing. I mean, really, you don't even have to write a script. It can be ad-libbed. So many funny things he's doing. I mean, and what a pathetic president he is. Oh my God, hypocrite too. Have to say it. I don't care if you like him or don't like him, but hypocrite, He was the one on. He was one of the guys on the bandwagon there, complaining about how many executive orders President Trump was writing. He, as soon as he got in the White House, man, he set the world's record, beat Trump without even trying. Now he's the world record holder for the most number of executive orders. What a hypocrite, And of course, what a loser, what a do-nothing person, When he was running for president, he was talking about how much he's going to give the people $2,000 checks. Well, guess what? Everybody is still waiting for those $2,000 checks. Sure, President Trump gave everybody a $600 check, but all right, where's the rest of the other $1,400? Why haven't you made this a reality there, Mr. President, huh? You're a loser. That's why you haven't done it. And why hasn't Saturday Night Live made fun of you, Biden? Are you bribing them to not make fun of you? I mean, really, it's unbelievable. They're pretending that you're not goofing off and making a fool of yourself. And to just avoid even talking about you. I had some stupid skit about Britney Spears. Who gives a, you know what? What can I say? So much for that. I don't know. All I gotta say is med beds are coming our way. That's right, our galactic brothers and sisters. Get over it, Beings from other planets are real. UFOs are real. Motherships are real. Go watch some science fiction movies. Science fiction has always been telling us the truth. And they put it in this thing called science fiction so they could get away with saying it without getting censored. Otherwise, none of those things that have been revealed in science fiction movies would ever have been talked about, let alone would we ever get to see an enactment of it if they hadn't been classified under this term science fiction. it's really science reality. All science fiction pretty much is talking about something that's true. And if you're not aware about that, hey, I got the book out there. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show. It's out there, Connect the Dots Theory. No, it's not a theory. It's a book about truth, and it talks about how all important things relating to the multidimensional universe. It has pictures of UFO craft that no one has ever seen before. Weird-looking craft that they just talk about, but nobody has the pictures. But the pictures are in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Plenty of pictures of UFO craft, plenty of pictures of other things that only a camera can pick up. But they're out there. They're out there right now, perhaps in your backyard if you're out there in the country. I'll tell you right now, a good place to look for them is look for them on a spruce tree, and you'll see how many things can be, or how many of these things that go blink in the night hang out on spruce trees. I've got the pictures of it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, where I'm connecting the dots about how everything is connected. I'm connecting all the so-called conspiracies. They are conspiracies, you know. I'm a conspiracy revealer. There is no such thing as a conspiracy theorist. There is only conspiracy revealers. Anybody who uses that term conspiracy theorist, they've lost all credibility already. Come on. Those of us that are in the know, we know the CIA invented that term to try to, you know, make fun of people that were revealing the truth. There are so many conspiracies going on. I list, I don't know, I lost count of how many I list in my book. I don't know where it was, 39 or 139 ongoing conspiracies, but I've listed them there, and then I just stopped. I had to draw the line somewhere because there's that many going on, really. You'd be surprised at what's going on. And you ought to get an education. That's why I wrote the book. It's an educational book to make people aware of what's going on behind their backs, what's going on maybe in their neighbor's cellar, what's going on out in the backyard on the spruce tree. Yeah. For some reason, these entities that leave light trails at night that only a camera can pick up, like spruce trees. Why? I don't know. Some scientists ought to do an investigation on that. Why spruce trees? But anyhow, I've got the pictures there in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I also have the stories about how to interact with the earth. You know, there's the magic of drumming and fire make a connection to the multidimensional universe. That's right. When you see people drumming around a fire, they're making a connection, you know, and many amazing things happen when you go to these things called gatherings, where people gather in the wilderness in the deep dark of night, sometimes on a moonless night, sometimes a quarter moon. You know, a quarter moon, it's a special moon. Anyhow, I have drawings of what goes on in my book, too. For when I didn't have a camera to take what was happening, I remembered it and I drew it because I know how to draw. A talent most of us have, the ability to draw. We just don't bother to do it. But we ought to, because a lot of times we sense things and maybe we don't have a camera to take a picture, but we can redraw what we sense and perceived or saw. So all this information is just there waiting for you in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's available, you know, Google Play, available as a real book at Barnes & Noble. That's it, 8.5 by 11 book where the pictures are nice and big. You know, I wouldn't try to read my book through your cell phone. because it's too small, and you won't get to appreciate the size of the pictures. You want to the pictures look better if you're gonna do like a notebook or a download. Then try to hook it up with a big screen. The bigger the pictures are, the better they look. Especially, you want to even enlarge some of these photos I have of 35 millimeter photos. I have the negatives to back them up to prove that they haven't been altered. And besides, I'm a truth-free, the only person I wouldn't waste my time altering something. You know, that's for, I don't know, people that do those kind of things, but it's not me. I'm all about the truth. I'm a truth seeker, a truth finder, a truth revealer. Truth, truth, truth. And let that echo through the universe. Let the truth, 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 truth be told. Echo, echo, echo. What do you say, Jay? Hey, here's a bit of information. If you've got something to calibrate it or something to broadcast it, 111 hertz kills cancer cells. That's right. I mean, too bad that product isn't out there right now. A simple frequency tuner that you can broadcast any hertz frequency from, like, you know, zero to a thousand, like that, you know, because that's where all the key frequencies are, really. And that kind of a range, hey, if you're a guitar player, the A string, you know, commonly tuned to 440 hertz, well, retune it to 432 hertz. You can get a simple music instrument thing at a music store if they're still open. Music stores, I don't know. Are music stores still open anymore? Well, there's probably some other electronic store you can buy a music tuner, and you can at least tune your A string to 432 hertz, and then tune the rest of the strings in conjunction with that. Because back in the it started back in the 20s and 30s of the last century, they were shuffling around the idea about let's change the frequencies. And of course, you know, the old saying, leave well enough alone, but these were unscrupulous people looking to do this to get us discordant, out of sync with the universe. Universe is tuned into 432 hertz. It's not tuned into 440 hertz. So they managed it. I don't know whether it was 1953 or whatever. It finally became universal on our planet that everything had to be tuned to 440 hertz. Well, that was getting us out of sync with the universe. Of course, that's what the world controllers want us to do. That's what it's been all along. This thing started hundreds of thousands of years ago to get humanity out of sync with the universe. And they went to the trouble of changing the music, even, to get us out of sync. Well, it's time to get back in sync. You know, musicians need to start tuning to 432 hertz. That's an A note. And they always throw their old pitch pipes away that are tuned to 440. You need an electronic tuner to get 432 hertz. Well, you know, let the truth be told. I found personally that when I play songs, you know, I've tuned my guitar down to 432 hertz, and every song I play sounds better when the A string's tuned to 432 hertz. And of course, if you go on the internet, there's all kinds of frequencies that are in sync with that. I think 526 or 528 hertz is out there, and you can listen to the tones. Nobody's put up a 111 hertz that kills cancer cells out there on the internet. Somebody ought to do that. You'll be helping people. But do your research first and make sure that's the right frequency. You know, it's important to do your own research. Like when I start talking about a carbon 60, you know, a carbon 60. It's a buckyball, you know. It could help you boost your immune system, you know. I mean, a good immune system, that is the best defense against this, you know, fabricated COVID germ. Yeah, sure, the thing was created in the laboratory, just like the AIDS was and just like the SARS was and all stuff, because, you know, the bad guys, they want to experiment on us. They want to kill us. They, you know, have you ever heard of Agenda 21? Well, you need to find out about it. Agenda 21, go Google it. You know, after the show, and start educating yourself. There's a consorted effort. You know, you'll be shocked to know there's a consorted effort by bad guys, by satanic worshipers, by, you know, puppets of the dark side, pawns of the dark side that are hell-bent on depopulating humanity by 95%. That's right. You ever hear of the Georgia stones? Well, look that up too. You know, some blocks of stone set up like they were the Ten Commandments or something. And I think they do have 10 things listed on there about what the elite envisioned for the world. Maintaining a population of 500 million is the most amazing thing on these stones, carved in, like I said, like it was the Ten Commandments or something. Well, in order to maintain a population of 500 million for planet Earth, you have to decrease the population by 95% to get down to that number. So the Georgia stones were put up in the early 1981, 80, something like that. And that was the beginning of Agenda 21. It later became formalized and called Agenda 21. And it's by the New World Order. Yep. You know, they are the guys that want to run the show, want to treat us all humans like cattle. That's right. And they want to get rid of most of us because they believe they don't need us and they don't care. All they care about is control, control, control. Obviously, it's a lot easier to control 500 million than it is to control 8 billion people, somewhere where we're at today. And what a shame that there's a bunch of, what can we call them, scum that want to do this to humanity, but they're there, they're the elite. They're the ones who think they're special. They're the ones who are connected to the 13 bloodlines that rule our world. But they're all going down. That's it. The good guys are coming in from all over the universe, and they're working behind the scenes now, and eventually these guys will all be rounded up and hauled away, thankfully. And it has to happen by 2025. That's right. And there's this thing going to happen called the event. You know, E-V-E-N-T, the event, when the extraterrestrials in their motherships land in broad daylight and show themselves and all their craft, and they're bringing with them, you know, replicators. They're bringing with them med beds. They're bringing with them tachyon chambers for healing and all kinds of good things they're bringing with them down to planet Earth, and they're going to give us all these things free. There's going to be free health care with med beds that will heal every problem you have with a vibrational healing. You know, it's not invasive, none of these sticking needles in you crap. I mean, it's, you know, it's so crazy that people are willing to stand in line to get some ignorant person who's just nothing but a robotic puppet stick a painful needle in your arm and inject some unknown poison into you. And regardless of what they say it is, there's probably more poison in it than what they're telling. Who's really checking any of this? Come on. When you go to your vaccine, they tell you to roll up your sleeve and they want to stick that needle in you, you know? And it's painful unless, like, you know, stop trying to play big, tough guy. Oh, it doesn't hurt. Well, maybe that's because you don't have any feeling, you know? And needles aren't meant to be stuck into people, you know? You know, save the needles for the voodoo dolls or whatever. But nobody should be doing voodoo like that anyhow. But that's it, you know? How can you volunteer for something like that, you know? You don't know what's in that they're injecting into you, and we have a lot of rumors of a lot of bad things. You better think twice and warn your friends. Find out what's in it and find out how bad these ingredients are for your health, you know? There's no logic to putting poisons and dangerous things into your bloodstream, none whatsoever. You know, you're taxing your immune system if you survive that. Well, hey, you know, you didn't make your immune system any stronger. You taxed your immune system, and you weakened your body. And, boy, talk about weakening your body. All you people walking around with masks, and I feel sorry for the people who have to wear them to go to work, but you're weakening your body, you know? The real science shows that you wear a mask for a certain amount of time, even 20 minutes, bacteria starts to grow in it and becomes a festering place for all kinds of bad things. That will give you a pneumonia, and then they'll connect that to COVID somehow. You know, a pneumonia because you have a problem with oxygen in your lungs, you know. And that's what, you know, if you listen, what the people are dying of, they're not getting enough oxygen. And then, like, hey, the name of the show here is Connect the Dots. Hey, if you got something important to say, hey, call in. It's a call-in radio show. 888-627-6008. You know? Hopefully everybody knows about the 5G. 5G lowers the oxygen in your blood. You know, a lot of these people, they're not suffering from COVID. They're suffering from overexposure to 5G, you know? Boy, the evil, talk about a plan hatched in hell. That's what this COVID thing is. They knew that 5G was going to lower the oxygen molecules and make people with weak immune systems suffer and possibly die, succumb to the overexposure to 5G. And this is going on. It's still going on right now. And more people will become victimized by this, by the 5G. You know, it was never tested for safety. And, of course, you know, you don't understand, you people don't understand evil. When they get away with one thing, then it becomes a free-for-all. Well, hey, the people were stupid. We turned on the 5G. We didn't do any safety testing, and nobody complained, you know? Well, you're paying the price for it now. You know, everything they claimed on COVID was probably caused by 5G, the harmful frequencies being broadcast 24/7. You won't know if you're being exposed to it, you know, and to what extent, unless you get yourself, you know, an RF radio frequency meter. I call it a microwave reader. But they sell them out there, you know. Sure, they're $300, $400 or more, but it's worth it because at least you know where to stay away from. I mean, I love, you know, Manhattan. I used to love it. But once I got my meter and I found out that every avenue in Manhattan, you know, in the Midtown, where everybody likes to hang out, everything's there, you can't walk up and down the avenues without getting exposed. Neil is off the scale to that much 5G being broadcast on everybody. And it's going to tax you, you know? I avoid it, you know. Much as I can, as much as I love New York. I mean, first of all, New York is not what it used to be right now, so I have no problem staying out of Manhattan now, because between the mayor and the governor, they have destroyed New York City, really. I mean, really, they've made so many oppressive rules, regulations, and new COVID restrictions. They have basically temporarily destroyed New York City, and it's not going to come back like it used to, unless they stop all these stupid lockdowns and all these ridiculous mask laws, you know? Something that you can recover from, you know, humanity recovers 99.8% recovery from COVID. That's no worse than a cold. Really? No worse than a cold. But look what the government has done to you. They've lied to you and told you that this is like the Black Plague, and you believe them. And they not only conned you into doing that, they're wasting your taxpayers' money. They're destroying the small businesses. They're destroying everything that's been good about society. They're doing it with this fake pandemic, with these COVID lockdown rules, you know? Everybody in government who made these stupid decisions needs to be removed from government already. In fact, at this point in time, I'm declaring government is obsolete. We need to replace it with something better, because these people in government, they're stupid, they're bribe takers, they don't give a crap about anybody except themselves, and they'll do anything to get more money in their pockets. They don't care how many lives they ruin, how many lives innocent people have been killed because of their stupidity and mismanagement and allegiance to taking bribe money. That's right. These guys are the worst of the worst. The politicians, the government, the governors, mayors of big cities. These people are traitors. They are saboteurs. They have sabotaged every society on the face of this planet. These people need to be removed immediately from office. And that's what the population in every country in the world needs to be doing now. You know, get rid of these people in government. Close down the government. Because the government is destroying your life, you know? We can solve all these problems without a government. And first, real health care. Simple, you know? If the government people really understood the total reality, they would just invite the UFO people down, the extraterrestrials, with all the health remedies, invite them down tomorrow, and we can just end this thing now. You know, but they're too busy collecting bribe money from big pharma, you know. And who do you think's paying for the vaccines that you stupid people, that's right, stupid people, are volunteering to have injected into your healthy bodies? And people are dying. Aren't you paying attention to that? Of course, you'll never hear it on mainstream media. All they would do is tell you lies. And they're promoting the vaccine like it's something great. No, it's not. You know, what's there great about injecting poison into your body? And that's what you're doing. And you're standing on line to do it. And look who they want to give it to first, the elderly people. Well, injecting poisons to an elderly person's body, that's like getting them to slip on the banana peel for sure, you know? That's going to push them over. Of course, that's what they want to do. They want to kill as many people as possible, and the vaccine is being used to kill you. If they don't kill you slowly, they'll kill you right away. People are dying already, and they're not telling you about how many people are dying. But I'm catching wind of it, you know, just some people on Twitter. There's plenty of people dying from these vaccines a short time after they get them. Of course, you're not going to hear that on mainstream media. You're not going to hear that on the TV. You're not going to hear from government. They're still trying to perpetuate this lie. We've proved this. They've been lying about everything. In the last year, you know, us concerned humans, we've proved that government has been lying to us about everything connected to these COVID germs. And, you know, and our government, they all became saboteurs. Everyone in government became a saboteur. And they've sabotaged humanity in a worse way than ever could have been imagined. And they're going to continue to do this because you're like sheeple, you know? And you're willing to be their guinea pigs. And apparently you're willing to listen to everything they tell you. And these people have been proven to be liars and deceivers. Everyone in government, that's right, liars and deceivers. Sure, if you find me one that isn't, I'll show you a thousand that are. You know? I mean, that's how bad it is, but we have to, you know, wake up everybody, you know? The government is asking you to allow them to stick poison into your system with these vaccines that haven't been tested, and you don't know what's in that needle, and the person injecting you can't tell you it's safe. If they tell you it's safe, they don't know what they're talking about, and they've got a lot of nerve saying that because they didn't test it. Somebody told them, here it is, stick it in somebody's arm, inject it, like a good robot, and they do that, you know? Nobody can assure you it's safe, whatever they're injecting into you. You'd have to do an analysis of it right before they inject it into you. And we don't know all kinds of poisons they're putting in at the manufacturing site. And what about sabotage? You know, there's another thing that nobody is even looking into, but we ought to look into it. You know, every time they have spikes, who's to say they aren't flying drones around at night, spraying all kinds of poisons in the air to make people sick that have weak immune systems? And, of course, they've had a whole year to weaken everybody's immune system with this mask nonsense. And stop listening to the liars on the TV. Stop listening to the lying people in government. They're all liars. They're all bribe takers. Not one of them... not one of them even gets the chance to talk on mainstream media, because you have to be in with the program, willing to lie, willing to deceive people. Otherwise, they're not going to allow you to talk. All I got to say is, like, where are there any good people in this world that have enough money to start a new broadcasting network where the truth will be told? Come on, all you big billionaires out there, are you all friggin' chicken or what? You know? That's the obvious solution to counter this. There needs to be a counter news. For all the news, the lies at the end of the day, you know, I think 8 p.m. would be a good time for that, you know? The whole family can tune in, and we can just take apart all the lies that were told earlier in the day, and we point out who the liars are, who has a conflict of interest. Come on, talk about conflict of interest. Who's the favorite guy that the politicians love to put out there that you should be listening to? Fake Fauci himself. Yeah. Well, he's certainly a guy with a conflict of interest. Sure, he holds one of the coronavirus patents. Yeah. So he's going to tell you to get the vaccines because more vaccines means more money for him, because everybody who's doing research on vaccines, they have to buy the COVID from him because he has a monopoly on it, because he has a patent on it. So... And the other guy promoting it, Gates, he's got his hands in that dirty pile, too. He has COVID patents for COVID viruses. Plus, this is so obvious, you know, to connect the dots, but we're not allowed to do this on mainstream radio. You can't even do it on Twitter anymore. They don't want to let you talk the truth, connect the dots. But come on, Gates he's all over the world. He's bribing politicians everywhere, and because he's in with the scam with Big Pharma to make a fortune. And hey, it's all being paid for with your tax dollars. Isn't that wonderful? There's your lying, stinking, deceiving government again. They're taking your tax money and they're tricking you into buying vaccines. You know, and they want to get more and more vaccines for everybody, vaccines for your pets, everything you can possibly think of. And because the more vaccines that are made, whether you take them or not, they're getting kickback money on that. And that's how the game is played. And apparently, that's why everyone in government is willing to be a saboteur, because there's money in being a saboteur. Sabotage the people you're supposed to be serving, and you can get rich quick. And that's what they're all playing along with, this scam. You know, like I said, it's been proven. Everything that government has told us since the beginning has been a lie and deception. And they had their propaganda scientists like Fauci on there telling you that it's a real pandemic. And they ought to be stopped from using this word pandemic. It is not a pandemic, you know? It's a conspiracy, a plot by the New World Order to trick you into doing things that will put people in their grave faster, you know? You just better be wary. Don't volunteer to take this vaccine. There's no long-term testing. And if you know anything about vaccines, a lot of times there's after effects 10 years, 20 years down the road, or even 5 years down the road, or maybe a year down the road. You know, you're going to start having problems, and it will be related to that vaccine of poison that went into your system. I came across it last week. Somebody, a doctor in Maryland, he had clinically, I forget how he worded it, conclusively proved that all vaccines, any kind of vaccine, destroys certain areas of the brain. And shortly after he made public his conclusive evidence, he was killed. That's right. That's how it works. You speak the truth, that's going to cost these people money who want to kill you and make money at the same time. They'll get rid of you. Hey, that's the way it's done. Anyhow, so the good news is the event is going to happen. Remember that. Our extraterrestrial brothers and sisters are going to land here in broad daylight. First, it's going to be like a science fiction movie. They're going to break into all the broadcasts around the world and announce they're going to show up probably the next day. And then they will. And they're going to give us galactic law where there's no limitation on anything. Anybody can have anything they want. And there's real health care. And it's free. And it cures you in no time at all without any side effects. And like I said, they're bringing the free replicators. If you ever watch Star Trek, you know what a replicator is. And they're bringing all other goodies. And they're bringing us justice. But until they show up, there will be no justice except what we make for ourselves. Hey, go to YouTube and watch my videos. There ain't no justice. You probably have to click in by Tom Edison, that is my real name, and then write the word YouTube after that, or go to YouTube and in the YouTube bar, punch in, there ain't no justice, and the machine will bring up any, you know, 100 different things, and I'll be in there somewhere, and to make it easier to write by Thomas, and it'll help you find it easier. Then there's other songs, like we're getting near the end of the show now, and there's two. I end my show every week with the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? One of my favorite songs, and to my pleasure, it's the one song that you can, let's say you have Google Chrome, you can go in the Google bar and just key it in. Are You the Partying, P-A-R-T-Y, apostrophe N, kind? And it takes you right to my video. That's it. You can't miss it. And the whole song will remind you of what fun living used to be about. You know, has shots from inside clubs. It has shots of people walking around freely, enjoying life in a close contact type of way. Are you the partying kind? Well, are you? I am. And that's the easiest video up there to catch a mind. And then before it ends, you'll see a little icon down to the lower left if you're on a half screen, and click that. And then you can, that'll take you to a page where you can hit play all, and you can gain the wisdom and gain the enjoyment of the videos and gain wisdom at the same time, because I write songs that are fun and they contain philosophical truths also. You know, I write social commentary songs, and that one most recent one, There Ain't No Justice, it's a social commentary, and you'll learn the phrase. You must have figured out by now there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself, I can tell you this. So, like I said, this was a call-in radio show. All you needed was a phone, but, you know, you have to have the idea in your head that you want to call, I guess, to key in those numbers. Well, it's too late to call now, but it's not too late to do the countdown, and we're going to get out of here. And if you happen to check out my videos to put your mind in the right perspective, I got a song out there called This Is Your Sunny Day. And, you know, it's my sunny day. It's our sunny day. It's coming. And, hey, check out my Subway Fantasy 2. If you're a guitar player, man, you will be impressed. It's a roller coaster ride of rock and roll and video together. And that's it, Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, and the numeral 2. Subway Fantasy 2. That's an easy one to find also. Okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to take us out of here. Here is the countdown, and you listeners, you'll hear that lead guitar solo, Are You the Partying Kind, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem, too. Here's the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave, I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.